very refreshing 00 beer.
Did you hear my throat?
Yes, it seemed to answer in response.
That was really something, you know. I hadn't had a sip of anything. It just, I'm so sorry. The burgling brook of my back of my throat, which yes. You know only too well.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better today.
Welcome.
Welcome, one and all.
To Ricardo and Greta.
Yes, Ricardo y Greta. The podcast where we go scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reefs of each other's hearts and minds.
Fly fishing to catch a small minnow of each other's secret cells.
Go fossil hunting on the Jurassic Coast with a little ball-peen hammer, looking for the secrets of our origins.
I love when you say peen, Richard. It does somewhat flutter the veen. It's so funny, peen, Richard.
Peen.
It's too funny. Let's go dazzling into the disco and bring out our best friend, you know, of each other.
Yes, yes, fantastic. And hopefully, you know, you find something. We will go searching and bring back our treasures, and hopefully they will resonate with you like the bass note on a upright bass.
They slide into your souls like a toboggan on an ice flume, you know, like right in there. That's how these things are going to resonate
yes.
for anyone with or without a partner. Oh, to say goodbye to the previous generations is a tragedy. I did hold my mother and weep today when she said, "You can dance on my grave." She told me where to scatter her ashes and said that she wanted me to dance there, and I thought of me dancing for her on this lonely hill, you know, the very north of Scotland, and I thought, there's only one person I would do that with, and that's you.
Oh.
I'm so not you, Richard, her.
Oh.
And
that's a relief.
You don't have to.
Oh, no, I would. I'm sorry to say that.
Oh,
that's awful.
Crushing, Richard.
No, I just mean that I don't want to dance on your mother's. I don't want her
you
to.
You don't want to dance ever.
I don't.
I mean, you're not one for the dance party. Let it be known. But you do dance.
I do when the spirit moves. Mm-hmm. I don't like to feel forced to dance.
Yeah, you're never a dancer when it's come and dance. You know, when someone says that, throws you off your dance.
I think if someone wanted to dance, they'd be doing it.
They'd
you know
be
what I mean?
Doing it.
If everyone's up there dancing and someone's not doing it.
I remember dancing in Glastonbury, and does the fact of my dancing make you feel like I'm asking you to by dancing myself? Because that we have to iron that out.
Yeah, we got to iron that out straight away because, you know, I don't want to be diminishing your star, you know, in order to brighten my own.
I honestly don't want to think about my star while I'm dancing. Do you know what I mean?
I just mean the brightness within you, you know, that comes forth through your magical dance. If I don't dance and it makes your magic weaken, I am a bad wizard who does not deserve his staff.
No, it does not, because for my dance is not. It's lovely of you to call it a magical dance, but it's just a ordinary dance, you know, because the spirit has moved me. But I certainly don't want the fact of my dancing to put you in a position where you have to worry about the dampening of my dance or feel asked to dance. You know what I mean?
Can we talk about the expression, the spirit moves? I rather like it.
Yes, I like it very much.
It is as if the ghost within puppeteers the flesh, which I guess it is what it means, but you know, you say that's not magical. To me, that is magic incarnate.
Absolutely. I mean, what do we mean when we say spirit?
When the spirit... Yes, are we talking about the soul?
What are we talking about? Are we talking about something ineffable that we cannot really define? Or are we actually talking about something supernatural?
Oh, I don't know, but I know that when you say supernatural, something inside me goes... I want to be next to that woman.
Well,
you know?
That's nice. I love you, Richard.
I want to be supernatural with you.
Oh, let's get so supernatural.
Let's take off our clothes and be so natural together.
Supernatural.
Walk hand in hand through the hills so naturally. Oh, hello, Mr. Crow. What doth thou today? 'Tis Greta and I.
Oh, sure. Sorry about last time, Crow.
Yes. Would you, are your feet sore? Are you tired of walking? Feel free to stand perched on my peen as we walk over yonder dale. Oh, yes. What a divine thing to do, to stroll.
What a fine thing to see you coming towards me, you know.
Yes.
Out at 90 degrees with Crow aboard.
Yes, from a distance. Is he wearing a black Speedo? And then a little bit closer. No, if he is, his junk's hanging out to one side. Wait a minute. It's neither. He's just as God intended, with a crow standing perched.
Look at that.
Peen.
So, Greta.
Yes, Richard.
Dana Van Hoon has written, and she would like to know what color best describes you, and which color best describes your partner, and why.
Well, I could say I was a purple. You know, a deep mix of things. Not so much the blood, but the vein. I guess because I feel myself to be very deep.
Yes.
Not a shallow color. A color that takes a little mixing, you know, a little life experience.
Yes.
And we're not talking mauve. We're talking a dark purple, you know. Richard, you're green like the grass, like nature itself, supernatural. Green like a lawn, like a tennis lawn. Oh, to ping a ball across, you know? Just so yes. Green.
Yes. Greta, these fantasies of a threesome, you know. Oh, my. You just ask, you know.
Oh, well, you know, I don't want to make you feel like you're being asked to dance.
Oh, yes. Yeah, is it the same?
I'll just start the threesome and you can join in. It'll begin as a twosome, but don't mind that. You know what I'm after.
Yeah, are they banging? I guess I'll get in on this. You know?
If the spirit moves.
If the spirit moves.
Would you like to dance?
Well, Richard, I was going to ask you a product review.
Yes.
Would you like to review Dr. Scholl's lower back insoles?
Dr. Scholl's lower back insoles have changed my life. If you haven't tried Dr. Scholl's lower back insoles, you're missing out and your lower back is probably angry with you.
Not even sponsored by.
If your lower back is saying things like, go take a hike, actually don't because it'll hurt your back, you probably need Dr. Scholl's lower back insoles. They're 15 pounds, which is highway robbery down at your local pharmacist's.
A lot of money for an insole.
You could buy a fucking pair of shoes.
$7.50 each.
Yeah, but let me tell you, folks, it's been worth it. I've got a collection. I've been trying to get the right shoes to, deal with my pains. Oh, I've got wide feet. I've got arthritic ankles and knees from riding my skateboard. And I've got, some lower back pain. But they're great, folks, and I got a spring in my step like I haven't had since I met Greta.
Like somebody who's moved by the spirit.
Exactly. I might start dancing after all.
Does it hump into the ball of the arch of your foot?
It goes up the arch so hard, you know.
Wow.
It's like it's like if there was a rock-hard garden gnome, a weird rakish little devil of a guy
with a pointy hat.
Yeah, one of those little fuckers that you just don't want to see, and he's got a round porcelain ass.
Oh,
and
God.
he's just working it on your inner arch, and you're like, fuck, I don't want to look at you, man. But at the same time, this feels so good.
Yeah,
and it's like having two of those guys you're water skiing on as you cruise down the street. It's the best.
Gorgeous.
Dr. Scholl.
They are tongue out, sliding down the road so fast.
Oh, heart and soul to you, Dr. Scholl.
Yes, please. Art.
Alexa, there are many different beans.
From fandom.com, beans have many different types, such as black beans, chili beans, green beans, kidney beans, fava beans, and much more. By the way, an Amazon package will be delivered today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alexa. Alexa, can you name 30 edible beans?
I know about 34 beans, including bean, edamame, broad bean, mung beans, green beans, kidney beans, lima beans, lupin beans, navy beans, guaco peas, otsuki beans, pinto beans, black turtle beans, mungo beans, asparagus beans, beans, hyacinth beans, winged beans, moth beans, boiled pink beans, boiled odzuki beans, boiled white beans,
chili
beans, snap beans, yellow beans, broad beans, black beans,
golden
beans,
green
beans, great northern beans.
She might not ever stop. Oh my god. That was an opera. Incredible, Richard.
Yeah.
I had no idea there were asparagus beans.
Yeah, what is that? Does she know what asparagus is?
I don't know. Does it come from a bean?
Alexa, what is an asparagus bean?
From tarlatelol.com, asparagus is a green vegetable which has a long,
we've lost her.
Oh, yeah, she does her own thing. Well, very exciting. So we just learned a little bit about beans. Was there a cause for your question?
It was just, I was home alone, Greta.
Mm-hmm.
And I just asked Alexa, in the same way I just did, can you name me some beans?
Oh, I see.
And she started rattling off all these beans, and I thought, maybe Greta would like to hear this list.
Yeah, it was lovely.
You know, I was feeling lonely. I was home alone, and I just said, Alexa, tell me some beans, you know?
Yeah. I mean, one could go to sleep that way if there were more beans, but I can't go that fast.
Well, she said there's like 500, but I couldn't get her to list all of those.
500 beans?
Yeah, and she said, oh, I only know 34.
Well, that's enough to bring you to orgasm.
Moving on.
Greta.
Richard.
I have a surprise segment for you.
Oh.
Recently, I thought, what if I became a singer? What if I retired from podcasting and wearing corduroys and started to sing?
Yeah.
And so I downloaded a How to Sing app.
Oh, gorgeous.
And in this app, it helps you find your note, which is the note that you sing that is just your natural tone.
Right, you know, like the middle of your range.
The middle
of
your range, what your speaking note.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to test each other and find out what our notes are.
Oh,
and
that's lovely.
See what we find out about ourselves
through
our...
And then we could sing them together.
Through our note, yeah.
See how they resonate.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do
that. So I don't know, do you want to come over here?
I'm coming over there.
Okay, yes.
Okay, learn what your note is and how it can provide a reliable home for your voice. Discover your note. There are over 40 note pitches in the human singing range. Let's find one pitch you can easily sing. This pitch will be your note. Singing your note will always feel easy and comfortable. And let's find out what your note is. Start. Relax. Okay, I'm trying. Open your mouth. Oh my God. And sing. Richard, my note is E flat.
E flat?
Yeah.
Okay, well let's...
I don't know that that is my natural note. I think I got
nervous. Do you
want to
try it again? Do you want to try it again?
I think I hopped up a level with anxiety.
Yes. Yes, try to relax
I'll
and
do
just
the, I'll do
your
the,
most natural
yeah.
voice.
Okay.
It's the note of just your speaking.
Okay. I think that's more it.
What'd you get?
C.
Oh, that's nice, Greta. You got a middle C. I mean,
yeah.
That's a handy one, isn't it?
What have you got, Richard?
Well, let's find out. Okay. Here we go. I have a C sharp.
Wow, we're gonna cause vibration, Richard.
You have a what?
A C.
And I have a C sharp.
Uh-huh. If I go over to the piano, which is slightly out of tune, we got a C here. Doesn't sound anything like what I sang. And a C sharp.
That's interesting, isn't it? That's my note.
Surprising.
Now, Richard.
Yes.
I have a surprise segment for you.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch those elastics and take your shoes off. Slip out those Dr. Scholl's.
Yes. Okay.
So we're just going to get something. Okay, Richard, are you ready? And to remove your socks.
Interesting.
Now I'm going to apply a tea tree and peppermint foot nourishing sock pack.
Oh, wow. This is exciting.
Here's one.
Oh my God, look at that. They're like oven mitts.
Yes, these little booties.
It's like a pair of latex booties. You know, the kind when if you're a nurse or you work in a hospital, you put those little booties on over your shoes to keep from tracking germs around. You know? Oh, God, it's nice going on. I feel like I'm putting a used condom on my foot that's been sitting out in the cold.
Yeah.
Oh, I can feel it heating up my toes, folks. I'm going to have a skeletal foot in 20 minutes. I can feel it roasting my toes already.
Is it really, Richard?
There's something going on, yeah.
Here you go. Here's a little.
This is really nice. Did you get some for yourself?
I do have some for myself, but I think it's nice you just have.
Well, I think we should experience together, shouldn't we?
Should we? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's nice. Nourishing sock pack. Oh, wow.
So is it tingling, Richard?
I mean, it's, I don't know, a little.
Right.
They're so happy to be in there. I feel like my feet have noses, even though they can't.
They can't.
It's smell. A different kind of. They can't actually smell things, but they can feel the sense of smell.
Oh, I see. I didn't. Oh, it's yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean about the kind of used condom feeling.
Yeah.
That's unique, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
And it's kind of lively. I can't be bothered with the tab. It's too hard to get off.
Oh, are you using tape?
No, I. You could throw me the. Oh, no, I did bring the tape. Yeah, I'll use the tape.
We don't want fluid leaking out of our ankles.
There we go. Oh, Jesus Christ. Who came in my socks, you know?
You know what I mean? It's totally. You're putting on a cum sock with these. Like, oh, you know, I'll just borrow my. I'm out of socks. I'll borrow my roommate's socks. Oh, no. Joke's on me.
Oh,
you know?
God, these are really, oh my goodness, they really are something, Richard.
They're really cum sock galore.
They're real cum sock, good Lord.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, it's a surprise segment indeed. Color me surprised. I'm prancing around the joint in a pair of cum socks, folks. Fresh.
Oh, dear, joke's on you. You know, it's the prophylactic you used earlier in your foot-sized boner. God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so funny. What a wrong feeling that is.
Yeah, it really feels like a mistake.
It does. Uh-oh, where'd you put your foot?
I don't know, but I'm going to leave it in here for 20 minutes. You know, it's surreal.
So
it really, like, convince you. Like, hey, I've put this cum sock on. Oh, no, you know, or put this sock on. Okay, here I go. Wait a second, this is a cum sock. I know it's a cum sock, but just leave it on for 20 minutes. Here's one for your other foot.
Oh, it's so cummy.
Did you?
Oh my God, my toes. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy, Richard.
Would you start a timer? Because I don't want to overdo it here.
Oh my God. 20 minutes. Can you get pregnant through your feet? Because this is giving them their best shot.
Definitely.
Oh my goodness. That's so weird. What a weird thing.
What a fine product.
Oh, a fine product.
Good tea tree product. And peppermint cum sock. Oh, with vitamin E.
But Richard, do you feel, because I think of witch hazel as a snappy thing. It's like an antiseptic or a turpentine. But this, it has a slime feel about it. You know, like an oozy, not an oil. Not an oil, not a liquid.
No, this is more of like a
sperm.
Yes, a jizz.
I'm going to lift my foot up to the mic so you can hear what these sound like.
Oh, my. Goodness gracious. How many minutes do you think we burned?
I don't know. Well, Richard, I mean, that was only one part of it, but there's a second part to it.
Oh?
Which was, because we realized the other day that we'd like to have or to be a synonym generator.
Mm.
So I wondered if you could generate synonyms. Yeah, let's sing it out, Richard. Sing out on a synonym. Let's sing out on a synonym. Synonym for cinnamon. A synonym for loving.
Caring.
Adjusting.
Accepting.
Imbibing.
Drinking.
Friending.
Nurturing.
Caring.
Said that one.
I thought you might have done listening.
Enduring.
Soothing. Withstanding.
Massaging.
Needing.
Wanting.
Liking.
Enjoying.
Pleasuring.
Scratching the back.
Being dear to one.
Coziness.
Richard.
Greta. How to get the most.
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 Out of your partner.
I think that was a G.
You can hear me. You can hear my cum sock still.
Oh, gracious. Oh, Greta.
If you rub them to and fro on the ground real fast.
Yes.
What does it sound like? You doing it?
Yeah, I'm worried I'm going to burst one of the membranes.
Okay. KY Jelly. Marvelous.